This year, the Trump administration announced an executive order to restart a 5-year oil and gas leasing program that would impact the outer continental shelf of the United States, otherwise known as our coastlines. However, the U.S. Department of Interior faced some backlash over which areas were being considered for those new projects. That included protest and opposition from Humboldt County officials and local environmentalist groups. The county passed a resolution to oppose offshore drilling last week. This included a brief explanation by Supervisor Mike Wilson at the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meeting as to why they should adopt a resolution and protect the North Coast resources, while also joining other communities across the West Coast.
Not just a stand federally, we're currently doing our local coastal planning process, and this stance will inform that process, and so that this is a message to our planning department as we move forward and the community that where the Board of Supervisors stands on this, and it should be reflected in our land use policies. It has more in it than just responding to the Interior Department.
Afterwards, some public speakers like Vivian Hallowell of the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Association and the Institute for Fisheries Resources showed support for the resolution and agreed with the county's stance on the issue.
Even if you don't fish for food, fun, or money, the value of seafood landed in California and the Port of Eureka provides immense contribution to our economy and provides jobs for thousands of people.
Hallowell also mentioned the history of protecting shores both locally and across the state, and said that the Fisheries Conservation Act provided a scientific basis to guard fisheries from what's described as irrational or excessive exploitation.
1987, lease sale 91, days of hearings in Fort Bragg and here at the Red Lion, and we got it shut down 30 years ago. So we want to unite to protect all our abundant and fragile shores here.
Additionally, local and state agencies like Humboldt Surf Rider and the Environmental Protection Information Center also weighed in on the importance of keeping our shores and resources out of the Trump administration's agenda. Both Tom Wheeler of Epic and Jennifer Savage of Humboldt Surf Rider agreed that local efforts to oppose offshore drilling was helpful, especially in areas of the North Coast that could pique federal interest.
President Trump's offshore oil plan called for 2 new offshore oil leases here in Northern California. And so this region is approximately Del Norte to Mendocino County. So that means that they're going to try to give 2 offshore oil leases in our area. We have here in Humboldt County a offshore oil bed called the Eel River Basin that runs from about the mouth of the Eel River all the way up to Del Norte County. So that is probably one that they would target.
Jennifer Savage also added that hundreds of thousands of species along the coast could be put in jeopardy if these projects were to take place.
I mean, we have one of the most bountiful offshore water regions that exist. You know, there's whales, there's dolphins, there's seals, there's sea lions. We're on the Pacific Flyway. There's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of seabirds that travel up and down or live here permanently. And so the impact, you know, when an oil spill would occur, would be absolutely devastating.
Other local governments like the Yurok Tribe have also opposed offshore drilling and traveled to Sacramento this year to state their position against the policies.